Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Carson Trends, or Zeitin Fitzpatrick, or Trend O'Brien. These are all FCS 1AA to NFL quarterback short show titles, courtesy of Johnny Davis.
Wow.
I had to look up that last one. Ben O'Brien, I think, is the name of a quarterback who played for the Eagles at one point.
For the Eagles?
Ken O'Brien. Not Ben.
Thank you for getting them.
I would have gotten eaten up by the Eagles fans.
Nom 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 nom
nom nom nom. I'm Jack. That is Miles. Yeah. These are some things that are trending.
For the break,
Keanu is trending because he went to somebody's wedding. There's like pictures of him with the bride and groom. He is dressed in his. Does he have like a Steve Jobs thing where he always wears the same thing? Because I feel like every picture I see of him, he's wearing a black blazer, black jeans, and
he's probably
some sort.
I think he's living as efficiently as he has to.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like never fully doing your hair or shaving, always wearing black. I think like keeps him right in this space of like, you know, that's the Keanu.
That's Keanu
doing Keanu, man.
So. People were wondering, why was he there? The groom ran into him at a hotel and was like, oh man, it would be so funny if you came to our wedding. And he did. Which is all very right. Strange
look,
to me. What an odd existence.
I'm a big fan. Love your work. You know, think you're cool. It's a slippery slope to becoming Bill Murray.
Right, Bill Murray.
You know, don't Bill Murray yourself now. It's a fine line because now if Bill Murray shows up, then I'm like, I don't want to hear about this motherfucker just showing up at random things. But
it just feels very lonely or like he just says good. But yeah, like somebody being like, hey, man, I'm getting married. Would you like to come by? And him being like, I'll be there later on. And then he does show up. My mom, Joe, took photos and shouted for everyone to yell speed. As she took the photo.
All right, I'm back.
Quote.
Jack Travin, his best character. You got me back.
Well, that's pretty funny. Oh, it's the guy from Speed.
Damn. Speed, though, underrated propaganda, man. That shit had me wanting to sign the fuck up. I was like, I'm going to be in SWAT, bro.
Yeah.
So I can be blown up.
Came with a crew cut.
Like Jeff Davis.
Was charming. It made me want to plant bombs on buses because I thought Dennis Hopper was pretty pretty cool in that.
Don't fuck with daddy. That's one of the fucking things he says. He blows up. I got that movie fucking laser engraved on my fucking brain. Yeah.
Look at you.
Tell the Wildcat behind the wheel. And he's like, University of Arizona. Yeah, so? Wildcats. It's where I went.
He can see us. What a film. What a film.
Yeah.
Let's see. Breitbart has a movie coming out.
Yeah.
It's called Where's Hunter? Is that what it's called?
My Son Hunter.
My Son Hunter. Where's My Son Hunter?
I think you're mixing up the old Republican hashtag, like, where's Joe Biden? Like, because he's in the basement during the presidential campaign. But yeah, this one's My Son Hunter.
My Son Hunter. And it is very stylish for like a right-wing film. Looks like it has some production value.
The lighting was pretty bad, in my opinion, but...
Yeah, and the performances look awful. It opens with Gina Carano. Is that her name?
Carano. But yeah, Carano. Anna Karenina. Gina Karenina.
That is exactly what I was doing. Gina Carano plays a Secret Service agent who Joe Biden gives a little kisses on the neck, but they like make it real horny.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it's like he's like sniffing the fuck out of that neck and hair.
Yeah. It's they make the Biden presidency seem like this very entertaining.
I know.
I don't know. Like it, like Goodfellas, real Goodfellas vibes.
Yeah.
But, you know, if everybody in Goodfellas was bad at acting and it's all centered around Hunter being bad boy, definitely makes Joe Biden seem much cooler than I could possibly conceive of him being, but this is not put out by his campaign. I think this is an attempt that he's a goner after
to bring
this
him
one,
down.
Baby.
So much like, you thought the laptop, it could bring everyone down, Hunter? Like, it's really to really create this perception of like the whole, like that laptop, and he's so bad, no one would have voted for Joe Biden because of his screwed up kid. Bro, everybody's got screwed up kids and they're getting in the fucking White House. So find a new angle
asshole.
But it really did feel like somebody like panicked the night before the first day of directing, watched a bunch of Scorsese and Guy Ritchie films and was like, all right, let's do like these quick push-ins, like big snorting cocaine shots.
Yeah, big snorting cocaine shots. The person playing Hunter is going for it.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of like crazy eye stuff. It is, I will have you know, this is no first-time director. This is a vet. Robert Davi.
Yeah.
The actor who played one of the villains in Goonies and Agent Johnson in Die Hard. So I think it was like the older brother in Goonies, the one that didn't have glasses. He's apparently a hardcore conservative.
Oh, yeah. He's lost the plot, man.
But he has directed movies before this, the last of which was 2010's Magic, a movie about a talking dog voiced by Christopher Lloyd, who is also an angel.
Oh.
And he gets kidnapped by an evil scientist.
Okay.
It's basically the movie Beethoven, if Beethoven had a personal relationship with Jesus. But it's written by, so it's really got like some pedigree. It's written by the writing team behind Obamagate the movie, which is a staged play that they just set up a camcorder in front of and called it a movie. It stars Dean Cain and Christy Swanson as Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. I watched 3 minutes, which I think is the most.
You watched that YouTube link?
Yeah, like at least 3 minutes. It's rough. It is rough going.
Yeah.
It's they're just reading texts from them and while wearing like a suit, and people are laughing their ass off.
Jesus. All right. Well, I mean, they tried. You know, and Christy Swanson, look, I hear you. Look, ever since that Buffy the Vampire Slayer film came out, it's been a long spiral slide downward.
Right.
Hate to see it.
Just to complete that, Lawrence Fox, who plays Hunter, recently dropped by his agency for refuting the idea that the press treatment of Meghan Markle was racist and calling the audience member of a talk show racist for using the term white privileged male. So actually you're the racist one. And then of course we got Gina Carano, who is back. People thought that her career was over. Nope. Nice try, assholes. Nope, she's back. Nope. And really holding this one down. But it's worth watching the trailer. It kind of gives you a alternate view. It also plays into a meme that I think we want to talk about, the dark Brandon meme.
That's, I just, man, the Big D Democrat crowd is really loving this fucking meme of dark Brandon with the laser shooting out of his eyes because he's tapped into his power now and he doesn't care how many GOP tears he's got to drink to give you $10,000 for your student loans.
Right.
And they're just like, you know, they're like, he's had a streak of wins in the Inflation Reduction Act that he had to do a deal with Satan to create more natural gas pipelines for West Virginia. Don't worry about that part. He did that. And then he got us the fucking student debt relief and all this. So they're saying like, he's just killing it right now. The approval's going up. He's tapped into the dark powers of dark Brandon. And it's just fucking sad.
it's the like a picture of him with like laser eyes or like a dark, you know, grin, him looking like, evil.
Yeah. Or like shooting cash out of like a flamethrower at the fucking Republicans or something stupid. So, I mean, it's like it basically because there was dark MAGA. There was like that whole dark MAGA shit. That was like a right wing meme thing. So now they're just showing us all we're not that different, are we?
Right.
Neither side of the aisle. We equally have stupid fucking ideas.
And this is being both employed by both sides, right? Because, I mean, the movie is definitely giving dark Brandon vibes.
No, dark Brandon is mostly, it's for Democrats.
Right.
It's them to feel like our guy makes them feel bad, too, with his winning.
Right. But then the Biden that we see in this movie is also like he's a slick operator who's like, you know,
for sure.
Doing drugs and lying and making cover-ups and being like, I don't want anything that can spoil my erection.
Ayo! There it is. That's a great joke. Thank you.
That is fun and good. Yes. Anyways, it's exciting. I highly recommend you watch the trailer and nothing else.
that's and, it for the rest of the week.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
And we're back. And the U.S. Open is back.
Yep.
And
yep.
Is looking like this is going to be Serena Williams' final U.S. Open.
Final one, man. It's hanging them up. You
End
know?
Of an era.
There is a few things saying like she's like having a real hard time referring to what she's doing as retiring or like a retirement. I think that's why that statement was very much like, then I will reach my new form.
Right.
So which I get, you know, no one, I'm sure it's jarring when you're like at the height of a sport forever to then be like, and now I'm stepping out. But yeah, a lot of eyes on her as she does her final U.S. Open. And she's been wearing like diamond encrusted shoes. So, you know, like she does, she will make a statement and make a show of it. I hope she, man, it'd be great to see her win.
Yeah.
Just end it on that note.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think bittersweet, you know, I think on some level you're like, yeah, that's great. You've got a family. You've got like this whole other life ahead of you. Like explore the fuck out of that. And then part of you also like misses just the dominant athlete that you're like, this is a foregone conclusion, but I like to watch.
Diamond shoes sound heavy, but. That's all I'm
very light, very light, Jack.
Okay.
Very light little, you know, I don't even want to know if they are actual diamonds or if they are encrusted, but it turns out, why would you be Serena Williams and go out there with some Swarovski crystals? It turns out they are fucking 400 handset diamonds.
Damn. If I tried to walk in anything like that, I feel like I would look like the face-off scene at the Erewhon prison. All right, good luck to that young woman,
that young lady. Big dreams ahead.
And then finally the VMAs happened, and I feel like they got the memo that nobody paid attention to the VMAs, and they just lined up all sorts of wild shit to happen at this.
It was like, if you're 40 years old, if you're 30, I'm gonna say, if you're 37 and up, you may read some of the shit that happened and may be completely confused as to what the fuck a VMA is even anymore. Because one of the first headlines was fucking Snoop and Eminem become bored apes.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't know shit about that and I just knew Marshall Mathers and Calvin Brodus by their government names, Snoop and Eminem, I would be like, what the fuck is a bored? Is that a new record label? No, in their performance, they straight up went to like an animated shit where they became their Bored Ape NFT fucking avatars. And it was the saddest shit ever.
Yeah.
I mean, they're already old, but like they really were like, yo, we don't know shit anymore.
Like, I know what a Bored Ape is, but I also don't feel very confident in it, because every time someone tries to explain it to me, I fall asleep before the end of their explanation.
By the time they get to the Nazi part.
Right. I'm always snoozing.
Wait, what about the Nazis?
Taylor Swift announced her new album, which is coming.
See, I heard of that.
Based on 13 sleepless nights scattered across her adult life.
That I could really wrap my... Taylor Swift, new album, fantastic. I heard of that. Then it was Young Gravy takes Addison Rae's mom as his date to the VMAs.
Now, this feels like something that the VMAs were like, you will get a lot of camera time. Your client will get a lot of camera time, good sirs, if he takes Addison Rae's mom. And they got a lot of camera time.
We had to break in case of emergency glass phone call producer Becca Ramos to be like, I'm sorry, I'm too old. Can you translate all of these motherfucking words and names?
Yes.
So Addison Rae, I know, We know by osmosis because she was a huge on TikTok and shit like that. I know that name very passively. Her mom is 42, and she pulled up with Young Gravy, who's a 26-year-old rapper. They were kissing on the red carpet. This dude, Young Gravy, looks like if Ike Barinholtz was playing like one of the Bee Gees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he looks like a teenager, like is kind of his vibe. And also does like shocker hands, like modified shocker hands.
No, he's giving devil horns, dude.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't that crass, except for those times he would be like, give me that mouth on the red carpet. You're like, oh, give me that mouth. Then meanwhile, then Beck was like, yo, it's fucking worse than that. Her whole family's a mess because her parents split up. The dad was having an affair with another person in their mid-20s, this dude, Monty. And then meanwhile, he's like issuing weird boxing threats to the Young Gravy on TikTok. Like this like 42-year-old man just like flexing in front of this camera, like screaming.
Troubling. It's very troubling. Everything about the dad is very troubling.
Everything about all of this. It's like so weird to watch like Gen Xers be like, I need to fuck Gen Z.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like it's one of her friends is the person that he was dating. He definitely has like Lou Ferrigno vibes. Like he's
100%.
Yeah. Real Hulk energy. But yeah, I don't know. It does seem like Young Gravy is that this is like a bit, right? Addison Rae's mom is like the prop in a prop comedy bit.
I guess.
But who knows? Maybe they'll be in love. Maybe I'm not giving them a chance that I should be.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. Love. I hope love is love. But it turns out her dad did not find love during his brief entanglement with a 25-year-old.
Yeah. So. Shout out to Young Gravy. Great artist, though.
Fucking with it.
Yeah. Miles, you misspelled his name. You put an O in there. It's just Y-U-N-G.
Oh, baby. Shit. That is so humiliating.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Monday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with the last episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves.
Yes.
Get the vaccine. Get the booster. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.